This is NPR.
Thanks, Mike. So while the fight's on to replace him, President Bush works on the Middle East. Bush meets Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas this week. Abbas wants Bush to keep working on a peace accord. Barry Schwide has more.
The president, once hopeful of making peace between Israel and the Palestinians, by the time he leaves office, may have to settle for a framework for an eventual agreement. The issues simply are not falling into place in a tidy way. But Abbas, who sees Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice on Wednesday, and then the president on Thursday, is hoping to persuade him to go for a treaty and not just for an interim understanding. They tend to unravel when they are not quickly translated into permanent accords. Rice will be going to the Middle East early next month, and then the president in mid-May. Among the major problems, Abbas, who is considered on the moderate side, shares control of the Palestinians with Hamas, the militant Palestinian group that refuses to recognize Israel.
Barry Schwide reporting more than 400 children taken from a Texas polygamist ranch could be in foster care by the end of the week. The kids will be sent all over the state. Some may have to go hundreds of miles from home. A quarter of the kids have already been sent off. The rest still waiting for DNA results. They need the tests because it's not clear who their parents are. There will be hearings for each child by June to figure out where they will stay, whether they stay in state custody or go back to their parents. New numbers show a record number of default letters sent to homeowners in California. Means a lot more people will be losing their homes. Here's Bob Hensley of member station KXJZ.
According to DataQuick, the notices, the first phase of the foreclosure process, were sent to owners of 110,000 homes in California. That's an increase of more than 140% from last year. Most of those loans were made from August of 2005 to October of 2006. The homeowners were on average 5 months behind on their payments. The borrowers owed just over $11,000 on mortgages that averaged nearly $350,000. Analysts say most of those receiving notices will eventually lose their homes. The likelihood is highest in the Central Valley. Mortgages are least likely to go into default in the San Francisco Bay Area. DataQuick reported that some 47,000 owners in California lost their property during the first quarter.
Bob Hensley of member station KXJZ reporting. And get ready for a lousy summer in the skies. Airline analysts say passengers are in for higher prices, more delays, and overstuffed planes. Most of the blame goes to record high oil prices. That means airlines have to raise prices, cut staff, and reduce flights. Delta's CEO says carriers may have to jack fares 20% just to break even. The advice from travel experts: plan an extra day into your vacation schedule and be ready for lots of delayed and canceled flights. That is the news. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Thank you, Mark.